Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 0.75 cents at 478.5, March wheat down 3.5 cents at 612.25, and Jan beans up 2 cents at 1316. We did have new sales this morning in the beans at now 8 straight days of export sales, 134,000 metric tons of beans to China, and 447,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. The total there, 581, pretty good number. The NOPA crush is coming out at 11 o'clock. It should be about 186 million is what they're looking for. That's against 179.2 a year ago. So they're looking for another big crush number here. Argentinian farmers seem to be balking at the increased export taxes on wheat and corn, going from 12 to 15%. We'll see what their legislation does there. Looks like they're planning on some rains in the 6 to 10 day forecast for northern Brazil. They've had this forecast pretty much the same. Every time we get one of these, they keep talking about 6 to 10 day rains, and we don't seem to get them. So until we actually get some rains, I think most traders are going to discount any real serious change in the forecast out there. The market seems to be settling down a little bit here. The dollar is back up 42 ticks to 102 even. We made, I think it was about 5 month lows yesterday in the dollar. If the dollar does move lower over time, that's certainly helpful for the grain market out here. Crude oil is just up 20 ticks. The Dow looks to open up about 10 or 12 higher. The bonds are steady, silver's down a little bit. So the markets have certainly calmed down after Wednesday's announcements by the Fed. Moving forward here today, this is the last, it's not the last full week. We'll have next week, but starting next week, it'll be, you know, pretty much a holiday week. A lot of people are on vacation these last 2 weeks. So I would think the trade will be a little bit slower. You know, funds might want to defend wheat and corn positions for the end of the year numbers. They might want to buy some beans and meal in here to defend beans and meal prices. But, you know, overall, after the first of the year, I still believe the funds are going to look to buy corn and wheat. I think the American farmer is going to sell some corn, and hopefully the funds will cover and move this market higher out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.